Welcome to the Mum Break Podcast, a place where you can feel normal, get helpful information, and laugh your ass off. Hopefully without peeing your pants. I'm your host, Erica, and I have two kiddos. I am not a mom expert, but I do have a zillion hours of therapy under my belt and no filter. I'm on my own journey to find happiness, and I want to help you on the way to yours. I am doing a computer update for work right now, and it's taking 18 years, so I figured I would finally tell you folks about something that I've been doing for a while now, and to be honest, I was just too lazy to figure out how to explain it on Instagram, so this is the perfect opportunity. I think this is one of my most favorite ideas I have ever done, and it all started 6 and a bit years ago when I was in the hospital with my daughter giving birth. And my first child, I should say. And at the time, I had a really long birth process, essentially from start to finish. It was about 3 days, a whole other thing. I think I actually have a podcast episode on it, if you go back to, I think probably season 2, maybe. Anywho, I was sitting in bed at the early stages when nothing really was happening. And I thought to myself, I really want to be able to tell my daughter about this in the future when she's older. So I sat in the bed of the hospital and I created an email account for my daughter. And I started to send her emails from my account to that account. And this is going to be a short episode, quick and easy, because this has carried on for the last 6 years. Albeit there is a huge gap of time where I didn't use it at all. And I think that was the fog of two young children. But essentially, I now have two email accounts, one for both of my children. And anytime anything exciting, frustrating, celebratory, happy, loving happens in their lives, I send it to their email account. And when they are, I haven't decided what age yet, I'm going to give them the email account and password so that they can read through all the emails I've sent them. And to put a fun little spin on this as well, I also passed along the email address to my family and their family on both sides, essentially telling them that, you know, my kids have these two email accounts and feel free to send them any message you want at any point in time. So essentially, when they are, I don't know, probably do 16, 18, who knows? I feel like a 16-year-old now is essentially the equivalent of me when I was 21. We'll see. I'll play that by ear. But essentially, what they'll get is this really, really cool diary, if you will, of all the memories from the people who love them. So, for example, we just got Aubrey's report card, and I forwarded it to her. Not only is it neat for her to be able to see, but if she does have anything she needs that for when she's older, then she'll have access to it. For example, I went through ADHD testing recently and I had to hunt my mom down for all my older report cards, but it's going to be in there for them. If I get an email from Austin's daycare with a cute picture of him, I forward that to him. If there is a moment when they're doing something that's really pissing me off, I will take a picture and I will send it to them and say, look what's happening now. Just to be, I'm very candid with my children. I sort of treat them like little adults. And I am having so much fun with this. The one thing I also did to take this to the next level, because I'm a weird tech nerd, is that I am concerned at some point that these email accounts will have not enough storage in them, as an example, because there's usually only so much storage one can have. And if it's essentially an email account filled with lots of different love messages and pictures, it's going to add up pretty quickly. So what I also did was I created a folder for each of them on my own personal Google Drive account. So even if it's not sending them images or reports or whatnot, all of them in email, if there's anything neat or exciting that I want them to see when they're older, I just dump it into their own individual Google Drive account as well. And I emailed them access to it so they can see whatever they want. And actually Aubrey's, as an example, is set up with, let's say, I think a folder for pictures, a folder for videos, and a folder for reports by grade type thing. So essentially when she's older, she can just go in and see this really cool highlight reel, and not necessarily just highlights, but all the memories from herself growing up and all the things that we went through together. Anywho, I'm really excited to share this idea. It's one of my favorites. It's really neat because I know my dad will, or my mother-in-law or whomever will be hanging out with them and snap a picture and email them and say, you know, you were really cute because you did X, Y, and Z or whatnot. But just to see and have that collection of memories, I think is one of the coolest things that I can do for them as a parent, because I am not perfect. There are times when I want to sell them and I want to move to Mexico and just stop. But I know that they are the light of my life, and I would probably murder for them. No, I would absolutely murder for them 100%. And this is one of the coolest ideas that I do. So if it's something that maybe makes sense to implement in your life, secure their email addresses now, because it is hard to find an email now. Anywho, I hope that that helped my quick little mini episode, and I hope it's something you could have fun with if it makes sense for your life and for your kids and kiddos. Have a fantastic day. We'll be right back.